Hey y'all, it's the Ratchet Rant by Smart Sister for the week. And as y'all know, this is my podcast that I dedicate to going in on anybody, anything, anywhere, anyhow about something that's really getting on my damn nerves. So stay tuned. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to my Ratchet Rant this week. I wanted to wait till everybody's waiting on you know what. Unless you've been under a rock or in a cave somewhere, you know I'm talking about the Oscars. So there are so many effed up parts of this whole thing. In terms, it's just so many layers. So let me just start off with my take and how I look at it. Okay. First layer, let's just talk about the Oscars in general. We know how racist the Oscars have been forever, and we know how white supremacy works. So just like when they gave the award to Halle and Denzel, that was for, let's get these niggas out the way so they can quit talking about we don't give nobody nothing. So let's just give that to them and be done with it. You know, he gets an Oscar for getting shot in the ass at Training Day, and she gets one, Halle, for wanting to fuck a white man. So, okay, that's that layer. So really, nobody really gives a damn about the Oscars and the Academy Awards. You know, I don't understand why so many of our actors just need the validation. You know, I'm a filmmaker myself, and I wouldn't care if I ever, never, ever got anything. Okay. But, it goes to show how a lot of us just don't feel validated until white folks approve of us. So that's the one layer. And I'm saying that all to say that we all know if there had been a white comedian up there, Will's ass would have got carried out on a stretcher. Honey, they would have got his ass and took him on out, because this is an international stage, okay? Unfortunately, this was the first time a brother was over the programming of the whole thing. So it's unfortunate that something like this would happen, you know, once they gave a brother a shot. But that's neither here nor there either. That's just a ripple from the pebble being thrown in the lake that your actions can affect so many other people. But that's that. So done with the Oscar part. Don't really care. That's that. Okay. Next layer. Intergenerational trauma of Black people. Now, I'm going to leave the actual incident for last. But right now, I want to just talk about the intergenerational trauma that all Black people suffer from. I don't care who the hell you are, where you grew up, what you did, whatever. If you are a descendant of an American slave, if you are Black and grew up in this country, you have intergenerational trauma, period. Okay, that's where, like my mother used to say, that's where nigger ways come from. You know how all of us know, oh Lord, here they go, here's the nigger ways. All right, we already know some of the behaviors, some of the things that we do to each other that we wouldn't dare do to other people. Okay, that explains what our trauma is. And I want to break that down on, the Team Will, the Team Chris. Now, let me just talk about Team Chris. First of all, let's just face it. Anytime you don't like something somebody said and you go up and slap the shit out of them, that's assault. Let's just put it plain, simple, point blank, period. It's assault. Now, you don't have to like Chris Rock. I don't really care for him in his comedy. I really don't. He's kind of been cooning for a while now. Nothing new there. Okay. And he been beefing with the Smiths for a while. Nothing new there either. But my thing is, everybody has to take 100% responsibility for what they say and do. Okay. So Chris whether you like him, whether you don't like him, whether you think he a coon, whether you think he whatever, he's still a brother, first of all. Second of all, you don't slap people. You don't get a, that was an assault. And I will give it to the brother for continuing the show, didn't miss a beat, kept doing his job. Okay, so basically he's being paid to do a job and he finished the job. And I heard so many brothers on there like, oh God, I wish some nigga would have slapped me like that. That mic would have been down his throat. He could have reacted and kicked his ass back. And then it really would have been. You talking about going to commercial. That's what would have happened there. Okay, but it was allowed to go ahead and play out. I hear they say the Academy did ask Will to leave and he refused to, because I guess he probably already knew he was going to win. But that's just it. So on the Chris part, you have to give the brother credit for not pressing charges, not acting a fool, continuing to finish his job. Now, for everybody that want to talk, oh, he assaults black women and he talks about black people. Okay. And how many people don't? We're the laughing stock of a whole bunch of shit. So I'm just sorry. I can't put all my energy into worrying about him. Because if everybody was so damn upset with Chris Rock, how come you ain't done shit about it before now? How come you haven't so-called canceled him? How come you have, because he don't even talk to your audience. He with white folks. Okay, so that's that. It ain't too much y'all could do to him, because that's his audience and that's who he runs around with and is paid by. Okay, so we getting all our panties in a wad and drawers in a tight over some shit that you didn't even address before that this night on the Oscars. So that's my thing with black people sometimes. If you so worried about some shit, take care of it. But you don't. You wait till some shit blows up, you know, whatever, and then you want to have something to say. So if you had a problem with Chris Rock, his problem with the Smiths, that's their problem. That's not black people's problem. Okay? So here, I wish some of y'all Negroes would get this fucking upset over some shit that's real, like how no cop went to jail for the death of Breonna Taylor. Anybody get this fucking upset about that? Anybody do anything? You know, a few, but the vast majority of black people are always on some bullshit. Okay, now I'm just going to say it. Y'all know I'm about as black as they come and as militant as they come. But I will call my own people out when I feel it's some bullshit. And this is bullshit. Okay, him and his relationship with the Smiths, that's their damn business and they should handle it. So that's that. At least you will have to give the brother credit for taking that hit and not going off the deep end. Or whatever, because me personally, I probably, since that was the smack hole heard around the world, I'd sue that motherfucker more than likely if it was me. But that's it. That's just me. Okay. Now, let me go to Team Will. Okay. Why do we continue to uphold people in their bullshit when you need to call people on theirs? Now, if you call Chris on his shit, then you need to call Will on his. He was sitting his ass there laughing and then looked over at Jada and saw her face. And then all of a sudden, oh, okay, he got the man up and go up there and handle his business. What is handling your business? What is being a man? That's a bitch ass move to me that he made. And any woman that's want to sit up here and say, yeah, black men need to protect our rights and protect protecting you ain't got shit to do with a man laying his hands on somebody. Okay? Because if they do, they could get shot, they could get killed, they could go to jail. So how he gonna be at home to protect you from anything? A man's role in protecting you is to take care of you, marry you, do whatever. to take care of you mentally, physically, emotionally, the whole nine. That's what being a king and being a protector is about. Okay. That's what real protection is. Many of y'all sisters are so fucking thirsty, desperate, crazy that some ignorant shit like this, you all for. Okay. And don't get me wrong. Being a queen myself, I understand the art and the beauty of being a black woman. And we are extremely powerful when you know your power. But see, unfortunately, too many of y'all women out here do not even realize what that power is. You still on some high school stupid bullshit. Okay? Bottom, real talk, dead ass. For real. Okay, that had nothing to do. So, let me say what I think. A real queen, a real black woman would have pulled his coat and said, "Nah, Will, tonight is your night. Okay, we can deal with this later. This ain't shit new." Because a lot of people got dragged that night. It ain't like, and then y'all gonna go, "Oh, but she has alopecia." First of all, alopecia is a condition. It's not gonna fucking kill you. Okay, so it ain't like he taking care of protecting her honor because she's sitting there dying of cancer and bald head and whatever. No. That's not the case. She didn't make videos about, she love her bald head. She don't give a fuck what nobody got to say. Okay? So don't get me wrong, too. I know how black women are dragged and disrespected and whatever. But that, in that particular case, those are some words. Okay? And I'm sorry, G.I. Jane was a badass. Okay? It ain't like he was even comparing her to some weak woman that couldn't handle her shit. Okay. So really that whole, the nuances, the whole whatever that, okay, you cannot like the joke, but if everybody there that night didn't like the joke that the Academy was doing and they went up and slapped the shit out of Amy Schumer and all of the other comedians, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about. What if they did the same thing? It's not acceptable. Okay, it's some bullshit, immature behavior on his part. Okay, Will, that was Will right there. And I'm sorry, being from the street, being from the hood myself, ain't no hood Negro nowhere gonna slap the shit out of somebody and then turn their back on them and turn around and walk away. Because you already know, usually somebody, you slap somebody like that, it's time to thump. You know, they would have had to carry them both off the stage because they would have been fighting. Okay, that's what a real, but he know little bitty, skinny ass Chris Rock ain't gonna do shit. Because like I've been hearing people say, what if the Rock had said that shit? Would he would have went up on that stage and tried to slap him? I doubt it. If it was a white comedian, now let's just turn this all the way around. If it was a white comedian that said it, do you really think Will would have went up there and smacked shit out of him? Doubt it. And if he had, then the Academy would have shut the show down, went to commercial. It would have been on and popping. They don't give a fuck about two niggas up there doing that shit. But if he had done that shit to somebody white, trust and believe it would have been a different outcome. Okay. So y'all don't even look at the racism and the shit that's there, you know, talking some bullshit, Will need to go up there and knock shit out of him for saying that. But y'all same Negroes ain't won't bust a grape on New Year's Day with a sledgehammer with all the other shit happening to black people, with all the other shit happening to black men. Black men don't have to prove their masculinity by going hitting somebody. Kind of shit is that? And these are millionaires sitting up here acting a damn fool. Now, y'all know I'm always on Team Black, okay? But this was some bullshit, okay? And then the fact that he gonna be, play like he Tupac, who is who his wife really love, okay? Let's be real. But then you gonna come back later on, accept the award, crying like a bitch. Now, I didn't get none of that. He's got a problem. Will has got a problem. Okay. And I'm getting ready to get to who that is. But Will Smith in his memoir talked about the fact that he feels helpless because he wasn't able to defend his mother against his father who used to beat her. Okay. He's got a issue in there already. Okay. About his relationship to women. And he talks about how he's always felt like he's got to please a woman. And he's got to this. And, you know, he's got some serious issues. And he just talked about them. Okay? He talked about them on Oprah. He, all that shit is out in public. And you got to be ready for that. If you want to divulge all of your damn problems to the public, and it, your ass can get dragged about anything. Just like they dragging him about, you ain't beat the shit out of August. What's his name? You know, you didn't worry about August, September, or October. Okay? Ain't none of his so-called pieces then came forward and are in the media. Okay, since I, well, you know, he messed around too, and blah, blah, blah. Well, you who? With who? You got proof of anything? With who? Okay, the brother has an issue. He's got a serious issue, and the issue is another layer, Miss Jada Pinkett. Now, I already know. So, sisters are about to drag my ass through the mud, because you can't talk about a woman. You can't, because we get dragged all the time. I'll be the first to talk about sisters and what we go through. Hell, I'm one. I think I know. But the thing with Jada, when you look at across the board, what she's been doing for several years, what honor is he trying to defend? Okay? That's my first question. Okay? Because she has put all their shit on Front Street for years. She has embarrassed him and dogged him and put it all out there. I went back to go listen to some old Oprah interviews and shit like that. This woman has openly said she married Smith, Will because she was pregnant, that she did not love him. Okay, she didn't talk about that. She didn't talk about their sex life. She didn't talk about how he can't satisfy her. She didn't talk about how, you know, she had to work because marriage is hard and blah, blah, blah. Really, I guess so, if you don't want to be there. Okay, all Will does is talk about trying to please her, trying to say how much he loves her, trying to look at the body language. At the Oscars, were they sitting together? No. Why was Lupita or whatever right there by him and she was all the way across from him? Okay, that speaks volumes right there. And the fact of the matter is, a real woman would have stopped him. Like I said earlier, she would have stopped him. She would not have allowed that shit to go down because she's thinking about his image and thinking about what that night could have been. No, she sat there. What did she do? Look at him? Like, ain't you gonna do something? Like some women do, that's then got a many a black man killed over some bullshit. Okay? She just looked at him like, And then even after he went up there and slapped him and came back and sat down, keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Okay, and she's still sitting there like, you show better. You know, what kind of bullshit is that? And see, I know the power of a woman. I understand how we supposed to think. When a queen is with her king, a lot of that is predicated on the fact that as a queen, you're supposed to think as well and be the rational voice of reason to your king. And just like she, with a look, could make him feel like he had to get up and go do that, she could do it with a look to say, nah, baby, don't do that. Don't go up there. This is your night. But do you think Jada Smith give a fuck about that? No, it's all about her. Everything is all about her. Look at these red table talks and all this shit over the years. Everything's about her. I just looked at a clip of one when he was on there and talking about her 40th birthday. Now the mama, the daughter, her looking at Will like he ain't shit, talking about, now he spent $1 million now on her 40th birthday. And all she could do was say, well, maybe if you had consulted with me, because I wanted something more private and more this and more that. And it, this brother that spent $1 million. And then Will, 2 seconds later, you're right. I really should have thought about you and what you wanted or whatever. Pee whooped like a mug. Okay? That's what he is. She disrespects him, bitch. What? And Lord, forgive me for saying that word. I'm sorry. It just came out. I'm sorry. But sis, you need to look at yourself and why you putting all this shit out. My question is, why are you still there? Why don't you fucking leave? Then you can go to Mr. Alcina, August, like I said, September, October, November, and December. What you still there for? If you're so unhappy, if you got so many issues and all this is so hard and I don't know and and you done raised 2 crazy ass weird kids to me. And then his little son gonna talk about, yeah, that's how we do it. Like you a thug and you walking around with a skirt on. Really? And the poor girl, I don't know what she wanna be. So to me, that's a reflection of Jada as well. She's probably selfish and narcissistic with them too. And she is a classic narcissist. Classic. Their whole relationship is a classic example of trauma bonding. And I'm not going to go into that here. You all can go look for my intergenerational trauma series where the last installment I did was on trauma bonding. That's trauma bonding. Where you're always trying to justify what you do to the other person. You're trying to be their all in all. It's all kind of stuff that if you took each point and looked at their relationship, you could see it. So my whole thing, and then, oh man, they getting ready to do a real red table. This time, I guess the damn table will be purple by the time they get through. And Will gonna look stupid like he always does. And will be taking a mile of her shit. That's all it is. And I'm sorry, sisters, y'all that feel like, you know, she on point. No, ma'am, with that ugly ass green dress on. Okay? I'm sorry. When is she going to ever own up to the shit she did? You saw when she was sitting there talking about the entanglement. She was dead ass. She wasn't worried about Will, and Will was trying his best not to cry, was all open. And you know, when they talked about having an open marriage, it was Jada that suggested they have an open marriage. Will's dumb ass is just going to do whatever she say. So what do that tell you? And if she didn't already talk about the man, can't satisfy, what does that say? So what honor? When she's screwing their son's friend, all she do is talk about what he don't do right and this and that and this and that. No, she's a narcissist. And I'm sorry, a lot of this shit falls back on her. And the power of a woman is to build your man. And she don't build him ever, no kind of fucking way. She probably hated he got the damn Oscar because this is going to show her ass up. She's classic. And that's the shit I'm talking about with women that we got to own up to with some of the shit that we do. And it's just as simple as that. Ain't nobody never worried about a black man. Now, of course, do they need to do more to protect love and protect us? Yeah, I guess for the ones that don't. But there are a lot that do. See, we need to get our whole brain out of this shit that the media has created in our minds that black men ain't shit. Well, okay, you wish you had one, though. For all of y'all having something to say. I bet you that. And then the ones of y'all that don't, you done already went and got you a white man, more power to you. Okay, so all I'm saying is, see, my IGT, I have IGT as well as everybody else. My IGT is that I have very little patience with stupid shit. Now, that's my IGT. I am really trying to work on myself to try to help me have a little more compassion, a little more understanding, to understand that Black people are so broken that we need help. That's why I did the whole series on intergenerational trauma, so I could try to help some of us to see what it is and what we need to do to fix it. Because the only thing to defy the lie of inferiority that white people have put in us is to get therapy. Every Black person in America needs therapy, preferably from a Black therapist that also experiences the same stuff and knows how to deal with it. Period. Until we heal. See, this is the final part of us trying to get our freedom. We didn't march, we didn't cry, we didn't stood, we didn't did whatever, we didn't try to boycott, we didn't did everything under the damn sun to get freedom, but our fucking minds are still messed up. Our thought process, the way we treat each other, okay? The fact of the matter is, we need to work more together regardless. Chris Rock's still a Black man, period. Now, if he needs to be dealt with, okay, but he's still Black and we need to come and help each other. Will is a Black man that's broken, okay? And if Jada is the cause of it, well, she can't help what he do. Yes, she can if you're married and y'all supposed to be there to watch each other's back. She ain't never watched his. Okay, so that's what it gets to. So like I said, my IGT is having little patience and empathy for bullshit. Okay, I'm trying to work on myself. I've done some work to really understand what are my issues. What am I dealing with, the reason why I have the views I have and looking out at the world? We all need to, because the first thing we do is attack each other and put each other on Front Street and don't give a fuck. But you ain't got none of this damn energy for the shit that really matters in our community. That's what pisses me off. That pisses me off more than anything. You more worried and we done got flooded all up like a bunch of pigeons that just got hit by a rock. And in a few more minutes, in a couple of weeks, this shit will be over with and we'll keep walking on along just like a pigeon. Don't care. But the real shit we need to worry about, well, somebody will take care of it. See, that's what the hell is wrong. Nigga ways, as my mom says. So please, people, take a look at this whole thing and get out your own damn feelings and try to look and see who needs help. Jada needs help because she's a damn narcissist. Will needs help because he is broken and she is using his own weakness against him. He gonna snap one of these days for real. And then Chris needs help too and quit being a damn coon. Okay, so that's all I got this time. That's my rant this time. You know, ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, please, please go check out my video on intergenerational trauma or look it up and figure it out, because they have figured out that fear can be passed down genetically. So basically in our DNA are remnants left from slavery. Fear, a doubt of ourselves, all that. And white folks figured this out. So for y'all that don't want to believe Black people know any damn thing, white folks did. So that's what, go look it up, start understanding it, start understanding your own personal IGT, and then get some help. Take care, everybody. Woo, I feel better. I got that off my chest. So if you like my opinion, if you don't like my opinion, whatever, follow me and keep checking out all of my content. Now, y'all know I'm going to keep it 150. So you can find this podcast everywhere on Google Podcasts. You can find me on iTunes. You can find me on Spotify, Stitcher. I mean, you name it. You check out all of the, even iHeartRadio for that matter. So any platforms, you pretty much can find this podcast. So please go follow, leave a comment. Check it out, as well as some of my other content. Now, this ratchet rant is for some particular thing that's sticking in my craw, but I do have other topics covered on my normal other podcasts that really deal with politics and those type of things. So thank you for coming through, checking me out. Do the doggone thing and go smash the like button or follow me. I really would appreciate if you would follow me. That would be even better. Or leave a comment. So you take care and I'll see y'all next time.